You're listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Have a good day.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat-Free was originally released February 20th, 2010.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Wow, you guys, look at this crowd. All these people have come to see us off here in San Francisco, where we're beginning our cross-country RV trip. Partially to look for Ms. Schmackelheimer, and also to see what this wide country has to offer us.
Nice synopsis of the last episode there, Mr. Bell.
Thank you.
Well, why are so many people here to see us off?
Well, they're obviously fans of the show, and they want to see us because they want to take part in the beginning of this epic adventure.
No!
You're wishing us a safe and successful trip.
No!
You're waiting for us to do something really stupid. Yeah, well, fine. You're going to be disappointed. Okay, Arnie, are we ready to go?
Almost, Mr. Bell. I'm firing up the antimatter generators.
Say what?
I made a few modifications to the RV, Mr. Bell, see?
Wow, look at all the flashing lights and dials and everything. So how do you fire up the antimatter what you said?
I start the motor, Mr. Bell.
So this stuff doesn't actually do anything?
No, actually not mostly, but it helps when you're driving, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, let's get started then.
Right, firing up the matter engine.
Just do it. Yep. Do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Captain's Log Supplemental. We have our rear bumper facing the Bay of San Francisco and our headlights facing the horizon to the east. And now we pull out. We don't seem to be pulling out, Mr. Bell.
It needs to be in gear, Arnie.
In what?
In gear.
The
warp drive needs to be engaged.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Okay, let me put it here into warp one. Yeah, a little stubborn. And here we go!
No, Arnie, we're...
The next day.
Thank you, everybody. Yes, we'll be departing this time. Let's go, Arnie. Is everything ready?
Oh, yes, Mr. Bell. I've learned how to activate the linear thrusters to navigate a course bowward, initiating a warp engagement when...
Arnie!
I found out where first gear was.
Fine, let's go.
With our rear bumper facing the bay and our headlights facing the horizon, we...
We pull out. Right.
Here we go! Uh-oh, let me try this again. And here we go! Here we go. Go, Mr. Bell.
What's wrong, Arnie?
The hill is too steep for us to climb.
Too steep for us to...
Do not, Mr. Bell, because I have taken this problem into consideration. I have installed a special booster.
A special booster?
A nitro booster. Let me activate it here.
Nitro boost in 30 seconds. 29.
Did you say a nitro booster?
Yeah, it's just like in a movie.
Certainly you mean a nitrous booster.
A what?
Something that injects nitrous oxide into the engine to give it extra power.
Oh, is that how that works?
So yours doesn't use nitrous oxide?
No.
It uses nitroglycerin.
Yes.
Can you stop the countdown?
No, once it started, it...
Everybody might want to put on your seatbelts really, really fast here.
I want to put on earplugs, too.
So you're saying this is going to be really... Well, this is a fine mess you've gotten us into, Arnie. Are we going to plummet to our deaths now?
Of course not. I told you I made modifications, Mr. Bell.
Any that would help us in this particular situation?
Yes, I have designed foldable wings.
Wings?
Yes, they fold out from the chassis of the bus.
Okay.
And becomes aerodynamically sound,
We
glide gently to the ground.
Great. Activate it.
Well...
What?
I said I designed it. I haven't installed it yet.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to work great. You want to see the blueprints?
Well, I don't really
think... Here they are. You see, here's the activation part. Here's
fine.
Where the wings fold out. And...
Arnie, these blueprints are huge.
Oh, yeah. I go into a lot of detail in these things. Now, this part here...
Give me these blueprints. All right, everybody, push these out the back window. But hold on to the four corners.
You're making a parachute. I see Mr. Bell out of my blueprints. That's pretty cool.
We're slowing down.
Race for impact!
Uh-oh, we landed on a cable car.
But I don't see any passengers on it, just the conductor.
I better go see if he's okay. Sir? Sir, are you all right? Speak to me. What is it? What are you trying to say?
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco dream.
Yeah, he's okay.
Everybody back in
the
RV.
Let's get on our way. Okay, to get out of San Francisco, should I take the Golden Gate Bridge?
No, that's north. We're going east.
We should take the Bay Bridge, Highway 80.
Take 880 south.
You said we're going east.
You gotta go south to go east.
What?
How about 580 south?
Either one. They'll both get us east.
So two souths make an east?
Well, in this case, yes.
Darn new map.
We're coming off the bridge. There's the exit.
Holy cow, I gotta cross all these lanes of traffic to get there. Everybody hold on! We're on 580 South.
Should we get on 980 South?
No, stay on 580 South. It takes us through Castro Valley.
We're in Cuba?
We'll eventually take 5 South to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? You mean... Hooray for Hollywood!
Maybe we will all get a job. That's good.
Yeah, because I'm just saying that this podcasting...
may not be lasting.
Besides, we got magical feet! Ho!
Arnie.
Yeah.
Arnie.
Yes,
yeah.
Mr. Bell.
Could you please stop tap dancing and get back in the driver's seat?
Wow. That was a close one.
On second thought, maybe we won't go to Hollywood.
No.
But perhaps we'll pass through beautiful downtown Burbank.
No.
All right. Anyway, it's not the destination on a trip like this. It's the trip itself. As we travel forth on this ribbon of highway across the country, let's find adventure at every mile, at every telephone pole, at every rest stop, at every Stuckey's along the way.
Yeah!
And true to their word, these vagabonds of the open road allowed not a moment to go by without excitement, danger, thrills, and adventure.
Got any threes?
Nope, don't finish.
All right. Didn't get it. Your turn.
Got any threes?
Oh, man. Here, I got three of them. Oh,
well, I win again.
Yes, you win again.
You want to play again?
No.
Good. I'm going to go over here and do something.
By the way, where's Paolo?
He's updating his Facebook page. Letting people know he's available.
If we find Miss Schmackelheimer, she's not going to like that. Those smell good. Can I... Speaking of smell, Arnie?
Yes, Mr. Bell?
Where are the cowlets?
The cowlets?
Yeah, I don't see them. I don't hear them, and most importantly, I don't smell them.
And you won't, Mr. Bell. They're in a good place.
So they are traveling with us?
Oh, yes.
Then where...
Don't worry about it, Mr. Bell. Just don't worry about it.
Marty, look at that big RV up ahead of us there.
Oh, mercy, it's a big one.
What does it say on the back?
Bells in the Bat Fry.
Kind of a stupid name for an RV, isn't it?
Obviously, they're mentally deranged.
Yes. What's that on top of the RV?
An XT-27 model satellite dish.
No, no, no. There's something up there moving around.
Yes, and there's a bunch of them, too. And look out!
Something just hit the hood.
Here comes another one.
They're like big cats or something.
Get on the highway, get on the highway.
See, Mr. Bell, there seems to have been a big pileup behind us.
Wow, look at that.
Wow, I wonder what caused that.
No idea.
Well, I can tell from here that nobody was hurt in the big accident.
What can you see that tells you that?
I can see our family-friendly ratings. Nobody got hurt.
Nobody got hurt.
I sprained a pinky.
Oh, shuck it off. What a waste.
Well, apparently we still have an intercom.
Oh, yeah, I made sure that the RV had all the amenities.
What?
The amenities.
The what?
All the stuff that makes life easier.
Amenities.
Wasn't he a Greek philosopher?
I'm gonna catch this now. Yes?
Mr. Bell, this is Mr. Wizard.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Fine. Ready for what?
For my segment, Mr. Bell, to teach science.
Have you cleared this with our lawyers?
Oh, Mr. Bell, come on. It's like that great philosopher Amenities once said.
Wait, who? What?
Act first, ask forgiveness later.
Uh-huh.
Then change your name and move to another state if need be.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if
Introduce
you were...
Introduce my segment, Mr. Bell. I'm starting the music.
Yeah, well, here's Mr.
Wizard. Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Wizard, taking advantage of our situation to give you some science lessons. The RV we're in is traveling at approximately 65 miles an hour. That would be like we're standing still and the wind outside the window is traveling at 65 miles an hour. So let's open up the window. Yes, the wind is blowing past at 65 miles an hour. Let's see what effect this wind has on objects that meet the wind. For instance, I'll empty out this bag of feathers out the window. Look at the feathers scattered in every possible direction. Now, let's take a liquid. We could toss water out, but that would be hard to see. So let's get this big can of black paint and dump it out the window. Look at how it spreads out, covering the road, cars, trucks, everything behind us. Now, let's try this again, but this time not with a liquid, but with smoke. I'm cranking up a smoke generator. Let me hang the hose out the window here. Yes, look how it spreads out, dissipates over an entire area behind us. Isn't that amazing? Now, let's find out what happens when a large, heavy object with a lot of mass hits this wind out the window. I have here a cinder block. Gonna toss it out the window here and there. You see that? It went straight to the ground. Yes, and those cars behind us are demonstrating what happens when moving objects strike an irresistible force. Uh-oh, it appears that we're being followed by the highway patrol. I only have one more thing to toss out the window, and that's this box of nails. Let's see what happens. Yes, they scattered all over the road. And the highway patrolman's not following us anymore. Well, be with us next time, kids, when we'll show how a moving object, like this RV, encounters a resistible force as we run a roadblock. That'll be coming up really soon, I'm guessing. This is Mr. Wizard saying, happy motoring!
Well, that's it for episode 101. Thank you so much for joining us.
Mr. Bell!
What?
There's somebody running alongside, knocking on the door, trying to get in.
We're going 65 miles an hour.
Open the window, see what he wants.
All right. Yes, can we help you?
Don't go under 55!
What?
Don't go under 55, it'll explode!
He says if we go under 55, it'll explode.
What'll explode?
What'll explode?
Your RV, a madman has planted a bomb under it!
He says an ad man has planted a bomb under the RV.
Did you say an ad man, like someone who writes commercials?
Did you say ad man, like someone who writes commercials?
No, he's not that crazy!
Well, how crazy would you say he is?
Crazy enough to put a bomb under an RV!
He says he's crazy enough to put a bomb under an RV.
You mean the guy that's running along next to
what? No, the ad man.
The madman.
The madman.
This guy sounded pretty madman.
I guess we should do something.
Ask him what we should do.
What should we do?
Someone needs to get aboard and get the situation under control and possibly disarm the bomb.
Someone needs to get aboard and get the situation under control and possibly...
Can you open the door, please?
I'm sorry, what?
Open the door.
He wants us to open the door.
Does he look trustworthy?
Well, he is waving a badge.
Okay, I'll pull over.
We're gonna pull over.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
I'm not pulling over.
We're not pulling over.
Open the door.
Open the door.
Doors open!
Doors open!
I can see that!
He can see that.
Take my hand!
Take his hand.
Say what?
Say what?
Pull me inside!
Oh, right, okay, here, grab my hand and... inside!
Oh, thanks a lot.
Now, quick, tell us about this bomb.
Bomb?
Bomb, you said there was a bomb under the bus.
Oh, I was just kidding about that. I just got on board to read this statement.
Wait a minute, aren't you a policeman?
What? Oh, no, no.
You've got a badge.
Oh, no, the badge shows that I'm a member of the NCAA.
The what?
NAACP.
I don't think so.
NASA.
No.
NFL.
Uh-uh.
AFL.
Why don't you just read the badge?
Oh, ASPCA.
And that stands for?
The National People Who Don't Like Animals Treated Badly.
That doesn't work.
The Natural American People.
No.
Treating.
No.
All people being nice to.
How about the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals?
Oh, that sounds nice. Can I join?
What's the statement that you wanted to read?
Statement?
There in your hand.
Oh, yeah, hold on. No cowlitz were harmed in the making of this podcast. According to Wikipedia, cowlitz are a very durable and resilient animal that bounce well without any harm coming to them.
Why are you reading this?
I was just told to, that's all.
Are you durable and resilient?
I like to think so, yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
What do you mean?
Thank you for listening to episode 101. Special thanks to Bridget Finucci. Or is it Finucci? I never was quite sure, who guest starred as the automated Nitro Boost countdown voice. And now all the legal stuff.
You have been listening to episode
101
of Bells in the Bat Free. All contents are copyright 2010 by John Bell. If you enjoyed listening to Bells in the Bat Free, tell your friends. If you didn't enjoy listening, then why the heck if you listen to all of this boring stuff at the end? Thanks for listening. Join us again next time.
You can listen to classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre. And the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night.